Morning Watch, The Crystallization Study of Deuteronomy, Week 8. Christ, the One Cursed and Hanged on a Tree. Day 1. Related Verses. Deuteronomy 21, 22 and 23. And if in a man there is sin, a cause worthy of death, and he is put to death, and you hang him on a tree, his corpse shall not remain overnight on the tree, but you must bury him on that day, for he who is hanged is accursed of God, and you shall not defile your land, which Jehovah your God gives you as an inheritance. Acts 5:30. The God of our fathers has raised Jesus, whom you slew by hanging him on a tree. Matthew 27, verses 29 to 32. And they wove a crown of thorns and placed it on his head and put a reed in his right hand. And they kneeled before him and mocked him, saying, Rejoice, King of the Jews. And they spit on him and took the reed and beat him on the head. And when they had mocked him, they stripped him of the robe and put his garments on him and led him away to crucify him. And as they were going out, they found a man of Cyrene, Simon by name. This one they compelled to take up his cross. Acts 10:39. And we are witnesses of all the things which he did, both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom also they did away with by hanging him on a tree. Suggested reading. Deuteronomy 21, verses 22 and 23 is concerned with the hanging of a criminal on a tree. A criminal could be executed not only by being stoned, but also by being hanged on a tree. Whereas Stephen was killed by being stoned, the Lord Jesus was killed by being crucified, that is, by being hanged on a tree. The one hanged on a tree in Deuteronomy 21, verses 22 and 23 is therefore a type of the crucified Christ. If in a man there was a sin, a cause worthy of death, and he was put to death and was hanged on a tree, his corpse was not to remain overnight on the tree, but had to be buried on that day, for he who was hanged was accursed of God. This was exactly the situation when the Lord Jesus was crucified. He was buried on the day of his crucifixion. The one who was cursed and hanged on the tree was a type of Christ, who was cursed and hanged on the cross to redeem us out of the curse of the law. Deuteronomy 21, verses 22 and 23 is an illustration of an important principle, that the Old Testament was written not mainly for the sake of the children of Israel, but mainly for the sake of Christ. The primary purpose of the Old Testament is to portray Christ in various ways. This is the reason that Luke 24:27 says of the Lord Jesus, Beginning from Moses and from all the prophets, he explained to them clearly in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. Furthermore, in opening the minds of his disciples to understand the scriptures, he said to them, All the things written in the law of Moses and the prophets and psalms concerning me must be fulfilled. Luke 24:44. In Deuteronomy 21, we have a type of Christ as the one who was hanged on the tree, on the cross. Peter used the word tree when speaking of the Lord's crucifixion, who himself bore up our sins in his body on the tree. 1 Peter 2:24. As the seed of Abraham, Christ in his humanity was crucified and became a curse on our behalf to redeem us out of the curse of the law. Galatians 3:1 mentions that Jesus Christ was crucified. Verse 13 goes on to say, Christ has redeemed us out of the curse of the law, having become a curse on our behalf, because it is written, Cursed is everyone hanging on a tree. Christ, as our substitute on the cross, not only bore the curse for us, but also became a curse for us. the curse of the law issued from the sin of man. When Christ took away our sin on the cross, he redeemed us out of the curse of the law. Through his fall, Adam brought us all under the curse. As fallen descendants of Adam, we, the sinners, were under the curse. The origin of the curse is man's sin. God brought in the curse after Adam's sin, saying, "Cursed is the ground because of you." The sign of the curse is thorns. For this reason, after Adam's sin, the earth brought forth thorns. However, the curse was not altogether official until the law was given. The law now declares that all the fallen descendants of Adam are under the curse. In other words, the curse is carried out through the law. This means that the law administers the curse. Therefore, the curse is related to the law of God. It is the demand of the righteous God upon sinners.